Page 118, Lesson 9, Preparation Test. 1. Mr. Kim was a counsel for the plaintiff, and Mr. Park for the... 2. The... entered the harbor and began to plunder the town. 3. He is very scrupulous about the... 4. Their were drawn aslant over their brows, and they were chewing gum leaning against the wall. 5. The crowd at the scene of the accident impeded the arrival of the... Part 1. Adjacent. No one in the adjacent apartments was awakened by their quarreling sounds. Calamity. The spring floods were a great calamity to the farmers whose crops and houses were ruined. Devastate. The floods and storms which have no precedent in recorded history devastated the country. Exultant. The exultant players were dancing on the ground over their team's victory. Inexhaustible. The wealth of our country seems inexhaustible to many people abroad. Maudlin. We saw a maudlin movie about an orphan who lost his parents in the war. Plunder. The enemies plundered all the valuable things they could find in the village. Scrupulous. A scrupulous man never fails to give back the borrowed money to its owner. Sundry. From sundry hints, I guessed I was to be given a bicycle for my birthday present. Zealous. The children made zealous efforts to clean up the house for the Christmas party. Page 121. Part 2. Altruistic. We wonder if human beings are primarily altruistic or selfish. Clamor. The public clamor for lower taxes continued year after year. Disintegrate. The old manuscripts had been disintegrated into a pile of fragments and dust. Forbear. Although Napoleon was Corsican, he is considered by most modern Frenchmen to have been as French as their own forebears. Intact. The money was returned intact by the boy who found it on the street. Molest. We did not molest the big dog because we were afraid of him. Profuse. The mourner's profuse tears at the burial were heartbreaking. Slack. He was slack in fulfilling his promises and responsibilities. Tart. Tart apples taste sharp and are pleasantly acid in their taste. Viable. This plan looks all right in principle, but in practice it wouldn't be viable. Page 123. Part 3. Aslant. The carpenter made the roof aslant to allow water to run down. Concede. They conceded that victory was no longer attainable and agreed to a negotiated surrender. Distrust. She could not allow the stranger to enter her house, for she distrusted him. Groggy. The table is very groggy. I think the leg is going to fall off. Intrepid. The intrepid fireman saved persons trapped in a burning building disregarding of his own safety. Overbearing. We found it hard to like the boy because of his overbearing manner. Rash. Only a rash person would have rushed into the burning house to save some clothes. Sporadic. Though polio has been practically wiped out, there have been sporadic cases of the disease. Toxic. Fumes from automobiles and factory chimneys are toxic. Page 125. Part 4. Avert. The driver averted an accident by a quick turn of the steering wheel. Deduce. Mother deduced from my loss of appetite what had happened to the cookies. Embark. Our ship embarked passengers and wool at an Australian port. After leaving college, the young man embarked on a new business career. Humiliate. The boy humiliated his parents by behaving badly in front of the guests. Jovial. A gregarious man, he enjoyed the companionship of a large number of jovial friends. Pastime. Baseball has been called America's national pastime. Renounce. The prince renounced his right to the throne. Snug. My grandmother likes to read a newspaper in a snug corner near the fireplace. Umpteen. She doesn't need to borrow a book because she's got umpteen books waiting to be read at home. Page 127. Part 5. Blur. The boy blurred the picture by touching it before the paint was dry. Demolish. The slums were demolished before the town was extended. Enslave. Education makes people easy to govern, but impossible to enslave. Impede. Many a man is impeded in his career by a lack of belief in himself. Lull. The mother lulled the baby to sleep by singing a song. Plaintiff. In the court, the plaintiff asserted that the thief had stolen $200 from his store. Robust. He was strong and healthy, but he's never been robust since his illness. Strenuous. We had a strenuous day moving into our new house. Vitiate. Pollution from smoke and dust vitiates the air. All his attempts to improve were vitiated by his lack of willpower.